The Techno Funk Boy presents Tales from the Rusty Speeder. Scientist, Chapter 2. All right, so we're going to fast forward in time then.
Okay.
So is Snatch still gone? Is he in a daze of spice-induced space?
Yeah, we're dragging him along with us. All right. He's still walking, but we're kind of guiding him.
Yeah.
I'm kind of pushing him into the wall sometimes.
What was the hut, by the way?
We haven't decided.
All right, let me look it up.
I mean, do you want me to look? Do you want me to spend time looking up now?
I got it. But what? What's the year again?
I'm within a couple of years of
5 BBY or something.
Yeah, we're like 5. I think you said 3 or 5 BBY.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
He's just a random gangster. His name is
Koopa.
Koopa, that's fine.
Koopa the Hutt. Let me write that in my notes.
Koopa the Hutt. Yeah, that's a thing that just happened.
Koopa the Hutt.
Koopa the Hutt.
Wow.
Cranberry right. Gang.
Writing it down. Okay, so a few days have passed, and you get a call to come by the Rusty Speeder.
Ooh. All right. I dutifully follow my owner.
Yeah.
And I say that out loud. And I smile and pat him on the little dome head. Dum, dum. And I say, dum, dum. And I pinch what would have been a layer of fat.
Ow!
It's not really there. Just kind of give him a little pinch aside.
All right. So y'all going?
Yeah, we're going in. So we're in. So we come in.
Yeah, and Sneed is waving you over to him right away.
We don't go right away. We just wait a second. No, I'm just kidding.
He glares at you.
I'm standing back by the door, but I'm watching like the room.
Up to him, and Pete goes up to him. Click, click, and we walk behind him. I walk behind him.
All right.
Greetings, Sneed.
He nods at you, and then he kind of leans in and goes, "Your friend called San.
Friend Fearin."
Oh goodness, we've created a monster. He wants you over on Rodia right away.
Where?
Rodia.
Rodegobia?
Rodia, alright.
Why? We're going to the rodeo, Captain. Why does he want us over there?
He says that, it'll be a day's job for 5,000.
Did he say what happens if we don't go?
No. He said that he could rely on you, though.
He could what? Rely. Yeah.
Can I do a streetwise check and see if there's anything that he's not telling us that he knows? Because I know him well.
Would that be streetwise? It probably would be.
More perception.
Yeah, let's go with streetwise. Why not?
Okay. What's the difficulty?
Just 2 purple.
Do I get a blue? Because I know him.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Advantage 3, failure 1.
So, yeah. He seems like...
I should have used one of our light side 4 circles when I was negotiating. I had a beacon of... Just turn on. He really wants the button.
We have to remember to use those because we have like 9 of them or something stupid.
I know. Maybe we should have used one just now.
Yeah, we should have, but it's okay.
Can we ask him again?
We should use all 9 of them up here.
Yeah, no, he seems fine. He says he one thing is he wants you right away.
I'm gonna look around the bar and see if anybody's looking at us strangely.
Are there any Rodians in here?
Do a perception check for both. Two purple.
Alright, my perception, I think, is one.
I got one success, one advantage.
Okay, nobody's looking at you. No Rodians.
Alright, I look at the captain. And I say, I don't like being told to come willy-nilly like we're some person's property. That's a joy. And I'm gonna pee when I say it. But we'll go because we don't have anything else to do. We're just hanging out with the rest of the smoke. I'm just gonna spend all my money.
I'm gonna say, sit, boo boo, sit. Good boy.
I go,
alright.
We have like this little. Okay. So where is he at?
Rodia? He'll find us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you're going to go into Karstiku. And,
okay.
Yeah, and he, that's the only instructions you have so far. And so, and who's doing astrogation?
Me. I'm going to get on the gun.
It's one purple. This is an easy one. You've done this one before.
Yeah,
you've
probably
done this one. All right. So y'all come in. You're immediately granted clearance to land, and you set down. This is the land around this place is very, very thick jungles. The living areas on Rodia are typically domed. Dome cities, and outside, it's very, very thick. You know, you can't even really like see the ground from as you're flying in. It's all just crazy trees, and they are crazy.
Where do we fly into?
Kuzdigan.
Oh, the spaceport zone.
Dock 17.
Wait, what was all that?
I said I was guessing you're flying to the spaceport zone. I'm looking at the map here.
Yeah.
Landing on the planet, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no. There's going to be a port inside the... coming inside, like, into the domes. And so y'all are coming in...
Yep, there's a spaceport zone.
Does it have a spaceport right marked on the... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. So you're going to fly into there, and you are landing.
All right.
Is this touch screen?
No.
Can I do like a check to see what sort of area this is? Like if it's an industrial sector, like
I'm gonna zoom in.
What the kind of business that goes on here is?
It's in the commercial district of town.
Okay.
Yeah. This is an area that is that has a lot of stuff that is inviting for aliens and for different travelers, and so it's got a decent spaceport and different businesses that would appeal to a wider audience. Any of the stuff that is very, very Rodian directed is probably a little bit away from the port or over in the residential areas. So this area is mostly for businesses or for people marketing toward travelers from off-world.
Does it seem like it's on the up and up? Like, is it active?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Is it kind of like dead? Or...
No. This is a town that you've been to before. It is a pretty decent port town, and so this is a place that you have flown through a couple of times.
Sure.
Okay. Obviously, very heavy Rodian population, but there are plenty of other populations, but there are different space travelers coming through for one reason or another.
Sure.
Okay. So we're at the spaceport. So is there a bar nearby?
Well, as soon as you disembark, you do see just kind of on the edge of your...
Which one of...
Your doc is standing there, is that skinny human, Fear and Sand.
Is there another exit out of the stack? We come into the ceiling, I'm supposed.
I mean, there's only one way for ships to get in and out. This is a season size opening. But the port itself has plenty of exits.
So I could walk and like pretend I didn't see here.
Sure, if you'd like.
I would. So he just walks off. So it's just us, me and he's gonna have to learn to talk to some freaking aliens, dude.
Yeah.
We'll see how long this lasts. So we go up to him.
I'm gonna like go walk to the other corner and just like start inspecting the wall.
But he's still in earshot, right? I look at you like stay at your distance, but like at the same time.
No, it depends on how loud he talks, I guess.
Okay. So we approach.
Your Viren actually makes a beeline for what's your name? Snatch.
Peace. Snatch. Ooh. Oh, okay.
And he says to very politely, Captain, it's a pleasure to see you again. I'm glad to see you up and at him.
I type on my data pad, thank you, it is good to see you too. And it translates it to basic for him, because I know he's a little prick and doesn't like alien languages.
Oh, I understand you quite well, thank you.
Oh.
Your ship.
Sure.
Okay. Fear and understands that I don't.
I said I wasn't sure.
So Fearin kind of walks over, puts a hand on the ship, and says, "This is a fantastic vessel. This is a fantastic vessel."
My droid, I in game, that cackle I just did, the droid does that. And I go.
And I look over.
I don't like, I'm not my head over to bring Pete over.
Yes, the master. And I walk over. And then I giggle a little more.
I don't know what I thought you were. Explain to him how we got this ship.
Wait, what?
How is it?
I kind of glare at you, like, make sure you tell them the right story.
So I woke up on this ship.
Then I say,
and that's when they got it.
I say
to the best of my knowledge.
I thought I programmed in I thought I told him to tell the story. It's such a great story, but. No, we had a run-in with some other guys, and they didn't win.
Oh, very nice. You know, I don't think you know this, but the reason that I picked you in the first place is because of the ship. I figure that someone who maintains a ship like this is someone worth knowing. You didn't disappoint me, and you're not going to disappoint me today. But we have much to discuss. Come. And he just walks off.
I dutifully follow.
So I guess you obey him. I look at you like that. Why are you obeying him?
So he's going over to basically a bar, but it's a pretty nice bar.
Oh, so he's gonna be paying then, I hope. I actually say that to him. I'm like, it's a pretty nice place. Like, you're paying, right?
Come. So the people there clearly know who he is, and they seat you in a booth in the corner and take your orders, whatever you want.
I want a lot.
Is anybody looking at me weird, like I don't belong here?
Yeah, because this is a nicer place, and droids aren't usually allowed in nicer places. Or really tracking city bars on Tatooine, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There are no other droids here, and in fact, you notice that there are some waiting outside, but no one has.
Because you're kind of
before with beer.
Yeah. And he knows.
Do you serve oil here?
Oh goodness.
Maybe an oil bath.
Wait, did he ask the waitress?
His joints are almost rusting.
My drawings are frozen.
The Rhodian waitress says that she shall fetch you some ale, sir.
Because I was about to fart.
So Fearon is going to pull out a data pad and puts it on the table, kind of flips it around so you can see it. And what you see on it are a number of pictures of several people. Most of them are Rhodians, except there's a couple of humans on there. And as you look, he will say, "This is one of my teams. They are research scientists who are doing a job for me in this area, and they have gone missing. Since they were in this area, I need you to go find them for me." "It is most important that the project they were working on remains in our possession and intact."
"Okay.
If that can be accomplished, then the rate is 5,000. If you can at very least prevent it from falling into other hands, then it will be 2,500 for the lot of you."
I flicker my tongue in and out like a snake, and I'm like, "Do you know if anyone else is after this? Because we had an unfortunate confrontation during our last job."
"And I do apologize, but we are speaking business right now. If we could keep this in basic, I would appreciate it. It is better for the books."
"Ooh."
I snarl a little bit, like roll up my teeth, and I say, "Murtax was there last time. Do you know anything about Koopa the Hutt?"
Pew, 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 pew.
"Hey, man. What are you doing?
I was trying to record some sound effects for Tales from the Rusty Speeder."
"Well, why are you using your face to make the sound effects?"
"Well, I mean, you know, like there's a lot of like resources and stuff online, but this stuff costs money. We don't have any money."
"Oh, wait a second. We rely on viewer support through Patreon or something to get money for the show. That all makes sense."
"Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And if our listeners would like to support us, they could go over to patreon.com/technofunkboy and contribute an amount that we're going to reinvest in the show and make it sound even better."
"Yeah, because your face is not sounding as good as it could."
"Well, how does your pew pew sound?
Are you ready?"
"Yes." "Oh. Oh, dang, that's good."
"Oh, dang, son." And I look at you like, kind of like,
"Wait, good point."
Does Crust speak basic? Or he said that in Trandoshan?
He's saying everything in Trandoshan.
I'm saying it all in Trandoshan because I know he understands me. He's just been a punk.
Yeah,
he's
been a little punk, yeah. But at the same time, dude.
No, I don't want to mess it up, but wait.
But at the same time, like, We're pirates, dude. We have some dignity.
Yeah, we're pirates, yeah.
Like, we're not...
Yeah, you say that.
No, we have some dignity. I believe it. But it's just pirate dignity. Which is like...
Indignity.
Encumbrance is 12.
It just means we're always indignant.
So yeah, what did you say when, like... Okay, yeah, you just kind of, like, talk back to him a little bit.
"Well, of course I know Koopa the Hutt. What kind of moron do you think I am?"
"Hey, man. I'm going to
giggle.
And I'm going to say, hey, listen. I know that you know Koopa the Hutt. We know that. But here's the deal. You gave us 2,000 credits last time. We did a job where we got a ship for you, which we were happy to do. But it was worth 4 million credits. 7.2 million credits. And, you know, like now you're paying us $5,000 to go rescue some scientists. Shouldn't this be twice as difficult? We just need a little bit of transparency. We don't want to know your business, but we need to know what risks we're taking so that we can be properly prepared."
"Am I going to die?"
"And just to be clear, I know everything that happened on that ship last time. And that is why I gave you 7,000, not 2. So get your numbers straight. This is This is why I like speaking in basic, because it's easier to understand and for the records. Now, when you accept the job, we will get into the details, and I will let you know about every single adversaries that you might fight. I will have warned you last time, didn't I, that the Hutts were after it, as well as the Empire.
I sort of like, I like turn my head away and like slam my fist on the table, like not super hard, but a little hard, and I'm like, I don't care about the Hutts. I care about Murtax.
Who do you think hired him? Did you think that Coop of the Hutt was going to slither his way right on that ship?
I don't know. The medical enhancements for Hutts is getting more and more advanced every year. And then I say, look, we want to do business. We appreciate what you've given to us and the payment that you've made. And I'm sorry that the numbers didn't match up, but we need to know risks ahead of time so that we can properly prepare. And part of knowing the risk is the amount of money we're getting paid is an indicator of such prior to the departure. So bonuses after the math are much appreciated, but also don't necessarily prepare us for the beforehand of what we need to be bringing on in individual missions. Only reason.
And that is a fair point. And I will let you know that last time, the 2000, that was a test. And you came through. And that is why I compensated you as such. But now I know that I can count on you. I do not expect too much resistance, but I do expect some. It is a one-day job. And in fact, if we take too much time here, then your chance of success diminishes.
That was good oil.
We want to be done with this by nightfall. So 5,000 credits for a single-day job, in fact, a half-day job, met with some resistance, is a very fair price.
I agree. All right. I should have you barter some more. Actually, I don't say that.
My captain says he didn't say that.
I look at Red Snatch and I nod. Like, all right, fine.
Well, Pete is our books guy. This is the droid that I would like to have all the information for the mission and all the details and negotiating after the initial agreement to be done with somebody who has more dice for negotiating than I do. So can we agree to the mission and then after the details talk on the price?
Yes, that is quite acceptable.
Okay.
So the thing that they have been working on is that same cloaking device that we liberated from the dreadnought. Now, don't we worry. It has been shielded, and none of the radiation is coming off of it right now, and so you are quite safe from that.
I've got no hair.
The difficulty is that we do not know exactly what happened to our scientist crew. They were guarded, but we were trying to keep a low profile. We were working out in the jungle, and I do not know exactly where they have set up. Now, as you will remember, both the Hutts and the Empire have been after this thing, but we have found evidence of neither one out here at this time. There is a battalion of stormtroopers in the area, and that is where I think that we will have some resistance in the future. But we are well ahead of them, and so if you are able to find them today and get out of there, we should be fine. So when you find the device, and hopefully my scientist with it...
Sorry, I'm just imagining that the Wookiee started to blow a bug off the table.
A bug flew onto the laptop and I was trying to blow it off. And that actually happened in the game, though.
Yeah.
He ignores you. When you find the device, you will not be able to carry it out naturally, so we will have a transponder that you will activate, and we will come extract you and the device, and hopefully my scientists, they are worth quite a bit of money.
You're going to extract us? We're not going to have our ship?
Oh, no, we will extract you to here, and you can get back on your ship and leave at that time.
Wait, so we take our ship to the point? We have to leave from the building? Now, maybe this is a technical question.
regarding the environment and stuff I should know already. So, like, this... We can't just fly over to where this is?
No, I'm afraid not. The jungle is far too thick, and we're not sure exactly where it is.
I look over at Pete, and I kind of like ask him, like, as an aside, I'm like, so we're fighting Imperials?
I'm not fighting anybody. I hope that was clear and black.
Ask him.
I want you to ask. So he doesn't speak in basic.
What?
So he doesn't speak in... he's trying to get you to be a translator.
Friend of Theron. So we're fighting Imperials now.
I hope not. And if you're fast enough, you won't have to.
I'm going to say that in Fandos.
Like I said...
What did Theron do to that?
They are in the system. They are not on the planet. So, we're not sure whether they know it's here or not, but if they are onto it, then they might make a run for it as well. We don't know yet.
All right. I down my drink.
I order another one. No, let's, I didn't do that. I do, but then I don't drink it. We've agreed we want to do the mission, but in terms of risk versus risk analysis, you know, all the data and information we have on the mission needs to be uploaded into Pete, who can make
to my hand pad
into his hand pad, and then he can use his data analytics to determine the best to make sure our prices are agreeable. Like I said, he handles the books.
All right then.
No, I mean, look, it's nothing personal. Last time, you did give us a bonus, and it's what but I, like I said, need to know, like, my droid, I rely on him.
Wait. Or
say that.
I look over at Fear and Sand, and I say, so, you're looking to avoid any Imperial entanglements. That's the real trick, isn't it? And it's going to cost you extra. 10,000. All in advance.
Yes. And we get like experience for that right there.
And I'm gonna translate it into basic.
Okay.
Boom.
He's gonna say price is negotiable. Advance is not.
Oh, that's fine. Oh wait, I guess he did say all in advance. Well, negotiate with the droid. He can negotiate whether an advance is available or not. But we don't actually... I don't think we have any pending debt. Well...
Never. I'm hearing.
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, we do have pending debts. Advance and not getting anything in advance will actually increase the baseline pay.
Sure. So
that's fine.
Yeah, alright.
Okay, so are you going to... Are we rolling for a negotiation?
Oh, no, I say, friend Fearin, do you care to negotiate?
Oh, of course he doesn't.
He wants to?
So let's go ahead and give me a negotiation roll. It's going to be against four purples.
Okay. Well, my captain insists that I negotiate with you. Oh, that's not it.
You don't have to say that.
I'm saying it.
Because they're restraining
four purples.
I am going. You know what? We'll leave it like that. Never mind.
What do you think?
What happened?
I'm trying to think if there's a way I could use a destiny point to help me.
Yes.
Do it.
So the way we use destiny points as rolls is if you flip one, you can turn a green into a yellow.
Okay, then I'll use a destiny point. Since my captain insists that I negotiate. Friend Fearin, we would like... No. What was it, like 2,000 now and the rest when we get there?
I can sell my spear.
Was that the amount?
I think it was.
Yeah, 2,000 now and the rest when we complete the job.
Plus 15 when we get there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Plus 15 when we complete the job.
Wait, you went... How...
Yeah.
No. It's 2,000 now plus 15,000 when we reach Alderaan.
He's only that's.
Wait, when are you going to Alderaan?
I'm so confused right now.
That's the quote. You're talking about the quote.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, 2,000. Well, okay, but don't change it. We want the experience from the quotes, but at the same time,
I know. Yeah, we can't do that. Yeah,
that 50,000 is too high.
Captain, how much money do you want? I'm saying this right in front of Jared.
I give you this like knowing look like you're the negotiator. You negotiate.
Hold on, Erica.
So. Y'all know the way I do negotiation rolls is you get a certain amount for every success and then another amount for every
failure,
advantage, and then a bigger amount for every triumph. The disadvantages and the failures will count against these successes, but they won't lower the price. 5,000 is the baseline that you'll get.
So we literally can't lose money?
You cannot lose money by negotiating, no.
We can only lose his favor. All right, let's roll.
If you get a despair, I might need to do something about that, but...
Their despair is on purple?
No. It'd be on a red, and I didn't upgrade any purples.
I got two advantage.
Two advantage, okay.
I used a light side force circle.
Yeah. So two advantages. I had marked those at 500 each, and so he will give you 6,000. But he stands firm. He does not do advances.
You are most generous.
All right. We got our best negotiator. So I guess we could fail though, and just be like. Just show him, like, hey, dude, like, we'll fight that another day. And also for sake of time.
I'm just going to, like, look at my captain, like, what's happening.
I'm going to nod, like, good job, man. Like, you did what you were supposed to do. You got us another 1,000 credits, okay. Bro. Just paid your rent.
Yo, well, dog.
Gentlemen, you have about 10 hours before nightfall. I do suggest that you... If you can accomplish your mission before nightfall, it will be better. Obviously, wandering around the jungle in the dark is not an experience that you will want to be involved in. So I will take my leave of you, and good hunting. Tales from the Rusty Speeder is a Play Well Network podcast. You can watch us interact with us live at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Support us at patreon.com/technofunkboy, where you get early episodes as well as additional content. Scientist was adapted from One Shot First by Peter Thompson. Theme song by the Technofunkboy. And thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and additional music used on this channel. Make sure you check them out at Sirenscape.com to use them in your games.